So, first of all, I mean, what kind of challenges have women had when seeking an abortion during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I guess the first thing to point out is that getting an abortion, especially in New South Wales, actually, is a challenge for women anyway. And so what COVID-19 has done, it's really kind of starkly revealed the sort of fragile and patchy nature of provision in Australia. And why I say especially New South Wales is because there's almost no public provision of abortion in New South Wales, and similarly in Queensland and WA. We've got a little bit here in Victoria, but hardly any. And so what that means is women and pregnant people need to finance their own abortions, and these costs on average between about $470 and $560.
Wow.
And for some, for some people they can absorb that cost, but for some, for about one in three women and pregnant people, they find it very difficult to finance their abortions. And of course, with the COVID-19 situation, we've got more people concerned about money, more people unemployed. And so this cost of abortion is really magnified. And we can see this, for example, we've got a couple of helplines where people ring up and ask them, whereabouts can I get an abortion, how much will it cost? And these helplines, there's a really great one in Queensland, another one here in Victoria, have been reporting increased financial stress. So we know that.
And it's because one of the things that has been happening for a lot of people who have to have specialist appointments or doctor's appointments is they move to telehealth.
Yeah.
Has there been any kind of usefulness in telehealth in this area recently?
Yeah, and so telehealth, there's two ways of getting an abortion. And if you're under 9 weeks pregnant, you can get what's called an early medical abortion. And what an early medical abortion is, you have to take two pills, and you have to take them within 24 to 48 hours apart. As an early medical abortion is perfect for telehealth. So what you do is you call up a doctor or have a video conference with them, and they prescribe the pills, and you need to get an ultrasound. So you do need to have some contact with a health professional. But after this is done, you can take the pills, you get them sent to you, and then you can take them in your own home. And so this is great for there's complications if you live in sort of a rural area that you don't have easy access to an ultrasound. But it's basically as good as you can get. And this is for all of Australia except for women in South Australia. And so what's happening in South Australia is the only jurisdiction in Australia that hasn't reformed its laws since the 1960s.
Wow.
And so South Australian laws, what they were designed to do, they were designed to protect those seeking abortions from so-called backyard abortionists. And, of course, this was a surgical procedure. And so in order to protect women from surgical abortions, they made this provision in the law. And the provision was that you have to go to a prescribed hospital and see two doctors in order to get an abortion. And so the interpretation of these laws onto this new way of getting an abortion, i.e. through medications, has meant that regardless of the method, you still have to go into a prescribed hospital and get an abortion in South Australia. And so this means that telehealth is not an option for women in South Australia. And there's the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition, which I'm part of. We've been campaigning for nearly 2 months now to get the emergency provisions that we have in South Australia extended to abortion. And this is not unprecedented, because in the UK, they've done exactly this, because South Australian law is modelled on the UK law. And they've also done this in the Republic of Ireland. They didn't have any abortion services until sort of 2 years ago. But the chief medical officer and the police commissioner, who have the authority under emergency provisions to extend them to abortion, have really been dragging their feet. And I just found out yesterday that the chief medical officer has actually put a firm no on the question of whether or not women can get telehealth abortions. And her reasoning was that she's looked at the statistics, and she can see that about the same amount of people are getting abortions this year as they were last year. But the problem with this reasoning is, sorry, I'm just ranting here because I think this is outrageous. But the problem with this is, yes, we know if you want an abortion, you're going to get one. That's not the issue. It's really the issue is how safely you can get one.
Yeah.
And EMA is a option through telehealth for women, but they're being denied this option. And so what this means is that women are having to unnecessarily go into hospitals to get a procedure. And so there's all this social contact happening between them, between the healthcare professionals, between the cleaners who work in hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. And this is one thing for women living in Adelaide. But if you live in the rest of South Australia, then you have to travel into Adelaide pretty much to get your abortion. And this often means a hotel accommodation overnight. So just all this unnecessary social contact is happening. And this is a sort of safety issue. It's not really about whether or not women are getting abortions, because they always do if they want them.
Yeah, exactly. And the unnecessary contact, that's the really big concern. Erica, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
All right, thanks so much, Alex.